Narayanam Namaskrit. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 28. Puranchan becomes a woman in the next life. Text 50. Tasyam patyu kalevaram Adipya chanu marane Vilapanti manodadhe. Session and purport by His Divine Grace S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: She then prepared a blazing fire with firewood and placed the dead body of her husband upon it. When this was finished, she lamented severely and prepared herself to perish in the fire with her husband. Purport: It is a long-standing tradition of the Vedic system that a faithful wife dies along with her husband. This is called Sahamaran. In India, this system was prevalent even to the date of British occupation. At that time, however, a wife who did not wish to die with her husband was sometimes forced to do so by her relatives. Formally, that was not the case. The wife used to enter the fire voluntarily. The British government stopped this practice, considering it inhuman. However, from the early history of India, we find that when Maharaj Pandu died, he was survived by two wives, Madri and Kunti. The question was whether both should die or one should die. After the death of Maharaj Pandu, his wives settled that one should remain and the other should go. Madri would perish with her husband in the fire, and Kunti would remain to take charge of the five Pandava children. Even as late as 1936, we saw a devoted wife voluntarily enter the fire of her husband. This indicates that a devotee's wife must be prepared to act in such a way. Similarly, a devoted disciple of the spiritual master would rather die with the spiritual master than fail to execute the spiritual master's mission. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down upon this earth to re-establish the principles of relation, so His representative, the spiritual master, also comes to re-establish religious principles. It is the duty of the disciples to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. Otherwise, the disciple should decide to die along with the spiritual master. In other words, to execute the will of the spiritual master, the disciple should be prepared to lay down his life and abandon all personal considerations. Om Ajnana Timirandasyam. Hare Krishna. So in this story, which Srila Narad Muni is very wonderfully explaining to King Prachini Bharishad, Srila Prabhupada is giving purport, and he has given two meanings for this translation of the verse. And in the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada is going along with the story and explaining how a faithful wife should act when her husband passes away, how she should act And Srila Prabhupada is giving the examples of Queens Madri and Kunti Devi and his personal realization. And in the second paragraph, Srila Prabhupada is giving the internal meaning of what this story is. So we can see that Vaidarbhi, the wife of Malayadhvaj, who was King Puranchan in her previous life, she gave up everything and went along with her husband in the forest. And in the forest, they were performing austerities, severe austerities. King Malayadhvaj, who was a dear devotee of the Lord, he completely fixed his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was completely cleansed of all the impurities within his heart. And he was completely fixed on the Supreme Lord. And he performed this tapasya almost for, it is explained, 100 years according to the calculations of demigods. So many years they were performing a tapasya. And his wife, she was continuously serving him. She was always alert to serve him. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that it appears they did not talk. Because he had completely fixed his mind on the Supreme Lord, he was completely absorbed. And he has realized Super Soul within his heart. And Vaidarbhi, the faithful and chaste wife of King Malayadhvaj, she was always serving him. And one fine day she saw that she used to massage the legs of her husband and do all kind of services. She found that his feet are cold. That means he has passed from this world. And she was in the dead of the forest, in the middle of the forest, no one around. They had given up everything. So she started lamenting. Severely, she started crying pitifully. And first of all, she tried to wake up her husband. And that the other day, Gaur Gopatru very nicely explained the meaning of this. And she said that you again rise up, and what you can see, what is a chaos that has been created in this world, and you come again and save all of us. And he very nicely explained that when the spiritual master passes away, there is some kind of disturbance created, and therefore disciples have to be very careful in following the instructions of spiritual master. We should understand what is the heart of spiritual master. And we can see the two cases. In the case of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when he passed away, that time also there was a chaos, because there were many so-called Babajis were there. They were trying to claim his body. And so that they can make money out of that. They can make a nice samadhi and make money. And last year we had this wonderful drama, Ray of Vishnu. Adikesho Prabhu wonderfully acted in that drama. What was the mood of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj? That was explained. Very wonderfully it was explained. So he was only here. He was only disciple of Gaurakeshwar Das Babaji Maharaj, and he had the only right to have his divine body. And how he fought actually against all these so-called Babajis and established against the principles. So this is very important. And in the case of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Maharaj also, we can see that when he had established so many Gaudiya Mats, 64 Gaudiya Mats, printing presses, but still he was not satisfied, because he saw that the disciples are fighting for petty things. They are not understanding how to execute the mission in my absence. So he revealed his mind to Srila Prabhupada that there is fire in the mud, and which will envelop everything and engulf everything, because he understood that he has to complete his final pastimes in this material world. And he told Srila Prabhupada that if you ever get money, you print books. And almost in the last month, Srila Prabhupada had written letter, and the same instructions came to him, that you print the books, and this will, you take this message in the Western world, and this will do good to you and to everyone. So we can see that after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Maharaj also passed away, that time also there was some kind of chaos. There were the disciples started fighting in Gaudiya Mat. But of course, Srila Prabhupada, he understood the inner heart of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Maharaj. And even after almost 30 years, he was struggling alone to execute the instructions of his spiritual master. So that is the another meaning of this story. And in this story, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that it is a long-standing tradition for the Vedic system that a faithful wife dies along with her husband. This is called Saha Maran. Previously, this was a system that if the husband is a pure devotee, he is following the rules and regulations properly and ultimately focus his mind on the Supreme Lord. And if the wife dies along with him, so she also goes to the destination where her husband has gone. And her husband would go to the abode of the Lord. So she would also get the same credit. She would also go along with him, because she is a completely chaste and faithful wife. And previously, Srila Prabhupada explains in the previous purports that queen is supposed to be the disciple of king. Previously, the kings were Rajarshis. They were the saintly kings. And queen has to just follow her husband, serve him faithfully, remain chaste with him. So when the husband also, when that king also passes away, that time when she enters into the fire, she also gets the same destination. So that was previously followed. Of course, the force of time degrades everything. And Kali Yuga, things get degraded to the worst conditions. And the same, which are these rituals or proper sacred principles, they are not followed properly. And later, the wives, they were not ready to enter into the fire, but sometimes they would be forced to enter the fire, unwillingly. That was a tradition followed. It became a ritual. It became a ritual without understanding what is the real meaning of that. And in Kali Yuga, and in India especially, here Srila Prabhupada writes that this system was prevalent even to the date of British occupation. That means just few years before. And Britishers, they understood that this is inhuman. The wife is not willing to enter into the fire, but still the relatives are forcing the wife to enter into the fire. This is inhuman. The wife is not willing, she should not be forced to enter the fire. Otherwise she will not achieve the same destination. So they stop this practice. Previously, in the case, Srila Prabhupada has given back two proper cases, that Queen Madri and Kunti, their husband was Pandu. And when Maharaj Pandu died, there were two queens. So whether both should enter into fire or one should enter the fire, who should take care of the children? So they resolved amongst themselves that Queen Madri, he would enter into the fire, and Kunti would leave to take care of the children. So that was proper. And there are many other examples also. Dhritarashtra also, we can see that when Dhritarashtra also, he went into the forest, by his yogic practices he burnt his body. And because he was instructed by Vidur, his younger brother, he understood what is the ultimate purpose of his life. And he had totally fixed his mind on the Supreme Lord. Therefore, by the mercy of his brother Vidura, he went into spiritual kingdom. And Gandhari also, she saw that Dhritarashtra is by his yogic practice, he is burning himself. So therefore she did not hesitate to enter into that fire. And she also achieved the same destination. So these are the cases of the histories. There is one more case, one may doubt that why the wives of Dashrath Maharaj did not enter into the fire. Dashrath Maharaj also, when he passed away, he had three wives. So one may think that why they did not enter into the fire. So it is explained that there was definitely, they were feeling the pains of separation from Dashrath Maharaj. But what is the ultimate purpose of following all the rules and regulations? Is to please the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is not pleased by following all these rules and regulations. Then it has no value. And they knew that Lord Ramachandra, their son, is the Supreme Person of Godhead. And although he is in the forest now, 14 years he was exiled into forest, but still they had hope that one day would be able to see them. That was more painful actually than entering into the fire. So therefore they decided to leave, because they had one hope that they would be able to see Lord Ram coming again into Ayodhya. So that was there. And here it is explained that Srila Prabhupada explains that the figurative story, figurative meaning of this story is that when the spiritual master passes away, that time the sincere disciple should also die along with him. Is it possible? It is not so easy. One should not act whimsically. One should understand what is the meaning of that. And Srila Prabhupada is giving explaining that it is a duty of disciples to take charge of the mission of spiritual master and execute it properly. That is more tapasya. That is a bigger tapasya to live than to die. The feelings of separation are there, but one has to tolerate that, understanding the mission of spiritual master. When somebody just enters into fire, he's finished. But to leave, carrying these pains of separation, is more painful. And disciple has to be ready to tolerate that and serve the spiritual master faithfully. That is the way one can serve the spiritual master. Vani and Vapu. When spiritual master is present on this planet, they should definitely serve him. Try to please him by all his services. Should not be reluctant in serving the spiritual master. There may be so many obstacles. People may humiliate you, but still one should be ready to take that kind of austerity to please the spiritual master. And when spiritual master is not present, that time also he should continue to execute the instructions by serving these instructions, vapu, vani. So here we can see that this Queen Vaidarbhi, she was in the forest, in the middle of the forest, and her husband had passed away. So this material world is also compared as a forest. Every morning we sing Sansara Dava Nala Nidaloka. This material world is compared to the forest, which is on the blazing fire. And the living entities in this material world, they're suffering. And what is this suffering? What is this fire? The fire of anxieties. The living entity has so many anxieties in his heart and is suffering. It may not be apparent, that fire may not be apparently seen, but there is fire always. And this fire of anxieties is suffering, tormented. And in this forest fire, sometimes Supreme Lord comes to help living entities. Sometimes he sends his bona fide representatives, spiritual master, in this miserable condition, in this miserable world. Samsara dava nala nidaloka tranaya karunya ghanakanatma praptasya kalyana gunanavasya vande guru shri charanara. Every morning we sing this stanza of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So he is appreciating the mercy of spiritual master, that spiritual master is so merciful that he comes in this material world, and what he does, he extinguishes the fire by his mercy. By giving the instructions, he gives a path, he gives a guidance how to come out of this forest fire, how to save yourself from this forest fire. So that is the mercy of spiritual master. He comes, he doesn't have to come in this material world, he is a liberated soul. But on the request of Supreme Lord, sometimes such great souls come. They may also do activities which may appear to be material. They are walking amongst us, talking, and they may appear ordinary people. But what are their activities? we should try to understand. And how to serve them? By following their instructions. That is most important. When somebody follows the instructions of spiritual master, he is more closer to him than the physical proximity. Srila Prabhupada also many times used to tell his disciples that he did not get association of his spiritual master, but he said that I was never separate from my spiritual master, because he had made the instructions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj as his life and soul. And therefore we can see that he was always with him, always thinking how to execute the instructions. Any small opportunity was there, he would always inquire, how can I execute the greatest task, going to the West? Mr. Agrawal also, he just told him that my son is in US. He just asked him that, can he get visa for me? And it was just a casual talk. But somehow or other, we can see that Mr. Agrawal, he took that note of that and sent letter to his son. And his son replied. And that's how Srila Prabhupada went to US. So we can understand that if the disciple is sincere, he will hear the message of spiritual master. Even if spiritual master is not present, but he is sincere. He wants to understand what is the ultimate goal of life. He wants to follow very carefully. Still, Lord will reveal to him. Through so many examples, somebody will come and give some guidance. Srila Prabhupada also used to tell that when I was staying in Vrindavan, many times Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj would come into his dreams. I would tell him that you take sannyas, you come with me. So Srila Prabhupada used to say that this is very horrifying to give up everything and take sannyas. When someone takes sannyas only for preaching purpose, sannyas is like spiritual suicide, civil suicide, means dying before one dies. That is more painful. Before one dies physically, taking sannyas is dying to this material world, which is not so easy. And especially in Kali Yuga, it is not easy. Because even brahmacharis face so many difficulties traveling in trains and distributing books. People mock at them and ridicule them. Sannyas is more renounced stage. One has to be totally detached from insults, honor. We should be completely fixed up. So that is more painful. So Srila Prabhupada used to tell that I would feel horrified actually that my spiritual master is asking me to take sannyas. But still, he wanted to fulfill the instructions. And we can see that later when he was in Vrindavan, he had again this dream. And he went to Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura and inquired there. And there sannyasis were there, Narayan Maharaj and Bhakti Pradyan Keshav Maharaj, he was there. So they told him that you should take sannyas. And you are taking for the right cause. You are not taking for your sense gratification, that people will come and worship you. You want to execute a mission of your spiritual master. That is more higher. So you should take the sannyas. And then we can see that after taking sannyas, he fulfilled the instruction. That was more painful actually. to take all kinds of austerities to go into Western countries, but to fulfill the instruction of the spiritual master, he was ready to tolerate all these kind of difficulties. So that is the case. And here Srila Narad Muni, we can see that he is trying to change the heart of King Prachini Bharisha. He himself is a spiritual master. He could have given direct instructions, you follow this, you follow that. But he knew how to change the heart of a person. He understood that he is a king, he is a Rajarshi, he is not an ordinary person. How to preach to him? I have got opportunity, he has invited me in his house, in his royal kingdom. He has given me wonderful sitting place and worshipping me. And it is my duty to give him spiritual direction. So of course Narad Muni doesn't give up any opportunity given. Any preaching opportunity, devotees are very optimistic. How to change the heart of a person, how to enter into the heart, how to use proper words so that that person feels that Krishna consciousness is such a nice, wonderful process. Devotees have to be very careful in using the words. Because these words can break the heart, and these words can make the heart. They can change the heart. So Srila Narad Muni, he made this story, wonderful story. And he told that this, there was a king Puranchan, and how he went into this country and how he was attached, and then next life he becomes a woman. So in this way he explained to him that if someone is attached, then what next life he will get. And in the next life also, the husband dies. This king, queen Vaidarbha is all alone in the forest. So this is the condition. So he tried to explain that don't get attached to all these things. Indirectly is hinting that don't get attached to all these ritualistic things. Even the husband is attached to wife, thinking that my wife is a sincere devotee, or the wife thinks that my husband is a great devotee and she is attached to him. Still, ultimately that relationship will not last. The forces of time are very strong. Only one relation, the highest relation, that is between the Supreme Lord and Srimati Radharani, that is the highest. That is the divine couple. That relation is eternal. And if one is attached to them, then one will get completely detached from this material world. So Srila Narad Muni, he was explaining that this is the case actually, someone is too much attached. Ultimately one has to become detached and completely focus his mind. King Malayadwaji was a great devotee, he fixed his mind on the Supreme Lord. He perfected his life. But his queen was still attached. So in the next verse onwards, he is giving a little turning point. He is again reminding him. Because in the beginning, he just told that this King Puranjan had one friend, Avidnya, unknown friend he had. But he forgot him. And his unknown friend is Super Soul. Super Soul is unknown friend, which is with every one of us in the heart. But we have forgotten him, totally forgotten him. And we are getting attached to so many, making relationships. Even God brothers also, you are attached to my Brahmachari friend, too much attached to him. But ultimately if the focus is not there, that yes, you are attached, but focus should be Krishna. Focus should be the instructions of spiritual master, that should be the focus. So Narad Muni is giving him the remembrance that he is explaining that in the next verse that one Brahmana comes who was his own old friend. Again, he brings out that thread which was left long behind. He is bringing out that thread and explaining that he had one friend, old friend of King Purunchand. He came to pacify this queen. So the same super soul, he is giving instructions to this queen, because this queen was Purunchand in her previous life. So the super soul is again coming to give guidance. So this is Avidnyat Sakha, and it is explained that he is unknown friend. Such wonderful, Srila Narada Muni has composed his stories, so wonderful actually. And it is explained that this Avidnyat Sakha, which is there with everyone of us as super soul, as Chaitya Guru is there, and as an external representation as a spiritual master. Spiritual master is also our Avidnyat Sakha. He is also our real friend. But how much we realize that? Sometimes he gives some difficult instructions and we think that Maharaj is very strict. Guru Maharaj very does not understand my capacity. But he is our real friend. He is giving some instructions so that we become detached from this material world and become attached to the spiritual world. There are so many concepts we are gathering, conditionings, they have to be purified totally. So if someone can understand the instruction of spiritual master and follows them carefully, then one will perfect his life. And Srila Prabhupada also, because he was trying to follow the instruction of spiritual master, he was empowered by the Supreme Lord. He wanted to change the hearts of big politicians. He also was giving instructions to them. And one letter he wrote to Mahatma Gandhiji. He told them that you are now getting old. Now you give up this politics business and I will teach you Bhagavad Gita. So many years you have been just there and nothing has changed. In fact, people started cursing it. They had to give so much money to just part to countries. People started cursing him. And he wrote below under sign, "Your unknown friend, your Avidnyat Sakha." Srila Prabhupada wrote this, "Your unknown friend, I am your unknown friend." Have you realized that? So Srila Prabhupada is so carefully wanted to change the hearts of these big politicians. Of course, if we have read the letter, then it would have might have made some difference. Of course, that letter did not reach him, unfortunately. But he had so many other plans to change the hearts of so many others. Prime Minister Mrs. Indira Gandhi also he tried to meet. So therefore, spiritual master is our unknown friend. And if we carefully follow the instructions of spiritual master, then our life will be perfect. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? This Nityan Prabhu has some questions.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you, Bhuji, for nice class. Like, you mentioned that we compared unknown friend to spiritual master. Many times we think that we know, we are hearing him in Bhagavatam classes, we are seeing him, at least theoretically we know that he is our well-wisher. So exactly what is the understanding of his unknown friend?
Theory and practice, both are important. Theoretically we know that he is our spiritual master. I have surrendered to him, taken the vows of chanting and following all the regulative principles. So that should be, whatever is already given, we should follow that carefully. When we follow that, he has accepted us as a disciple. That itself is a great responsibility. Because spiritual master takes this kind of responsibility to take all the karmic activities, karmic reactions of a disciple, so that we don't have to come back again in this material world. That is the compassion of spiritual master. It's not so easy. Theoretically one can understand that, becoming a spiritual master is, everyone is worshipping him, surrendering, bringing so much Guru Dakshina. But it's not an easy. To remain on that position is not so easy. And therefore it is our duty to help him, to assist him. That is our mood. Serving the spiritual master, das, das, anudas. Our mood is not to become the master in the future, but to continue to serve spiritual master in that mood. Servant of the servant of the servant. Then one will realize the position of spiritual master. What is Guru Tattva? We will realize. Guru Tattva is a very big topic. So that is Supreme Lord, out of his causeless mercy, sends spiritual master. And in Kali Yuga, to get a real bona fide spiritual master is so rare. It's so rare. Outside you just see so many philosophies, so many. So it is Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that it is an ocean of philosophies. It's an ocean of, like the crocodile philosophies. Very strong words. And if someone gets caught there, there is no hope for him. And we are just coming in the right parampara, to just come in the right parampara, Gaudiya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya parampara, to come in that exact line and to get the proper spiritual master, we should realize our fortunate condition. That we are Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhakti Prakash. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanshi. After transmigrating through so many universes, Kona Bhagyavanshi. That such person is so fortunate actually to get spiritual master. So we should have this kind of knowledge. We should understand that otherwise we don't have any qualification. Spiritual master has accepted ourselves as disciple. That itself is such a great thing. Otherwise from our side we don't have any qualification. Srila Narottam Das Thakur also, when you approach Srila Lokanath Goswami Maharaj, that time he said that I don't want to make any disciples. He was on such a high level, he was not attached to making any disciples. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to come himself, means revealed to himself that no, you accept him. He is such a great soul. So he had to accept him. So therefore, when we follow the instructions of spiritual master, then we will realize how spiritual master is great. So therefore, instructions may be difficult, or they may be very sometimes casually spoken. But we should realize that Guru means heavy. His instructions are heavy. And which maybe he is apparently speaking is also not so easy to follow. Keep everything clean. cleanliness is next to godliness. You have to keep everything clean. It may think that, oh, it's so simple, but it's not so easy. One has to follow it very, we have to make department itself. There is a department, housekeeping department, to keep everything clean. Because nature of material world is that everything, you clean up everything and after some time there is some dirt coming. Cheto darpana marjana, you clean the heart by chanting, but again some dirt will come. So we have to be very vigilant and alert and following carefully the instruction of spiritual master. Then Lord will reveal from within. Yasadeva parabhakti yathadevi tathadeva. Someone has unflinching faith in the instruction of spiritual master and the supreme Lord, all the imports of Vedic knowledge will be revealed. Not by theoretically understanding, but it will remain, you will remain satisfied in your position, whatever position you are, you will remain satisfied from within. Okay. Any other question anyone has? Or any comments? Karantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.